if the answer is no.
Good evening, everyone. Yeah, I do like that tune from Tony Orlando and Dawn there, but it is 8 o'clock. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Songs from the Squid Pod, and I am your host, Savoir Faire.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
Yes, good evening, everyone. It is 10 after 8 p.m. here on Sunday evening, the last Sunday in August. Next weekend, of course, is Labor Day. But this weekend was pretty good, too, weather-wise anyway, here in the Boston area. Hopefully, you were able to take advantage of it. We just heard from Kraftwerk, from their 1977 release, Showroom Dummies, and we heard the track Europe Endless. If you're new to the show, we meet here every Sunday evening from 8 to 10 p.m., bringing you the best of the 80s, primarily an 80s focus, but we tend to stray now and then just because we can. It's what freeform radio is all about here at 91.5. Okay, lots to get to here tonight, so let's dive back into it with the with Curve. We'll be right back.
a good place to be. Don't believe I. What a good place to be. Don't believe I. Don't believe I speak a different language and it's never really happened to me.
federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
And we are back here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. It's just after 8:30 here. Let's talk about what we've been listening to. Started that set off with Curve off of their Frozen EP. We heard the title track there from 1991. Front 242 gave us Headhunter off of their 1988 release, Front by Front. The House Martins gave us Happy Hour from 1986. Killing Joke was in there with Love Like Blood. That's off of their 1985 release, Nighttime. And Let's Active wrapped it up there with Blue Line off of their 1984 release, Cypress. All right, we're going to dive back into it here with a request for Nick Kershaw. And anybody else out there want to make a request, feel free to. We have a new studio line now, in case you didn't know. It's 855-915-WMFO. Again, 855-915-WMFO. The old number still works, but I have to do a little bit of a sprint to the other side of the room here to get to that phone. So anyway, plus how cool it is to have, you know, the call letters as the last four digits. You can also follow me on Twitter at SquidPodMusic or drop me an email at SquidPodMusic@gmail.com. You can also stream the show here live or find the archive versions on the station's website, WMFO.org. Just click on the schedule link and you'll find playlists and archive versions of all of our lovely shows. Okay. So without further ado, let's get back into it with Nick Kershaw. We'll be right back.
problem. I'd stay right there if I were you. I got it harder. You couldn't dream how hard I got it. Stay out of my shoes if you know what's good for you. The heat is stifling, burning me up from the inside. The sweat is coming through each and every. I don't wanna be alone. I don't wanna be alone.
would see faces in movies, on TV, in magazines, and in books. He thought that some of these faces might be right for him, and that through the years, by keeping an ideal facial structure fixed in his mind, or somewhere in the back of his mind, that he might, by force of will, cause his face to approach those of his ideal. The change would be very subtle. It might take 10 years or so. Gradually his face would change its shape. A more hooked nose, wider, thinner lips, beady eyes, a larger forehead. He imagined that this was an ability he shared with most other people. They had also molded their faces according to some ideal. Maybe they imagined a new face better suit their personality. Or maybe they imagined that their personality would be forced to change to fit the new appearance. This is why first impressions are often correct. Some people might have made mistakes. They may have arrived in an appearance that bears no relationship to them. They may have picked an ideal appearance based on some childish whim or momentary impulse. Some may have gotten halfway there and then changed their minds. If he too might have made a similar mistake.
here's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, you see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
91.5 WMFO Medford. We're back here on Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoff Air. Hello. Yeah. A little electronic there. If you're not familiar with electronic, they were this little kind of a dance group put together by New Order singer and guitarist Bernard Sumner and ex-Smiths guitarist Johnny Marr. And in addition, had Neil Tennant and Chris Lowe of Pet Shop Boys team up with them back in the late 80s, early 90s. Got some good stuff. If you're familiar with the Cool World soundtrack from back in the 90s, they had a track on there as well called Disappointed. Good stuff. Anyway, we heard Getting Away With It there from 1989. Prior to electronic, we heard Cocktail Twins with Summer Blink off of their 1993 release, Evangeline. Talking Heads gave us Seen and Not Seen from their 1980 release, Remain in Light. And lead singer of Yaz, Alison Moyet, gave us Invisible. It's off of her 1984 debut, solo debut, called Alf. That's right, Alf is in the character of the alien life form. That was like a little nickname of hers as she was growing up. And we started off with a request for Nick Kershaw. We heard Wouldn't It Be Good. That's off of his 1984 debut, Human Racing. And of course, from the Pretty in Pink soundtrack. All right. Got 5 minutes to go here before the hour, so I'm going to have to give a little shout-out with the call letters here. 91.5 WMFO Medford. We're going to jump back into it with Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark.